Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Tony and Ryan here. We're just gas bagging. We're calling Lily, by the way, who's from the Gold Coast.
Hello?
Lily!
Oh, my God.
It's Tony and Ryan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're well. Where have we caught you, Lily? What if we interrupted?
Not much. We're currently down in Melbourne, actually, for my birthday.
Oh,
is it your birthday today?
Yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Where are you staying?
South Yarra.
Ooh, not fancy. And we've obviously turned on the weather for you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And are you heading out, if you're in South Yarra,
what hot dinner have you done or
Chapel Street?
Actually, I do have a bone to pick. We went to Baby Pizza.
It's shit,
because it's the best pizza I've ever had in my entire life.
Thank you.
But I'm never going to be able to stop thinking about it.
Oh, and so as soon as you said I've got a bone to pick, Tony was like, oh, I told you so, because I always bang on how good it is, and then Tony hates it. Well, Lily, thank you for confirming that my recommendations are the best.
You're welcome.
I refuse to
believe. What a great day. Thank you so much for confirming that, Lily. Appreciate it.
And disagree.
Do you approve of the podcast?
I mean, I guess I can.
Yeah, okay,
yay!
Great.
God, what a roller coaster.
That was a roller coaster.
Hey, it's Lily from the Gold Coast, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the Tony and Hype Man Ryan podcast.
Yeah.
I got something for Tony coming up.
I have not stopped thinking about this.
Yep.
I'm really excited.
You should be. It's an opportunity of a lifetime of something you already know and love.
Cheese. This.
Yeah. Big cheese. Sent an email through. That's coming up soon.
Oh, my God.
So if you, with Tony, want to be surprised and delighted, prepare yourself.
So will other people enjoy this as well?
They'll enjoy the finished product.
Oh, my God. What is it?
But first, this is things you can say in the airport, because we've just been travelling around a little bit, and also in the bedroom.
Fuck, everything costs more here, eh?
Yeah, it's fucking criminal.
Oh, my God, $19 for a croissant, fuck off.
Which gate am I going through?
Ooh, so many to choose from. Sorry.
I don't think you needed to act that out, okay. But I appreciate it, though.
I reckon we'll catch something here.
Too soon, I caught COVID in the airport. Too soon, mate.
I meant a flight, like we'll catch a flight.
Oh.
Or an STD.
Yeah. Yep. Tony, can you please be careful when handling my bags?
Fragile. Travel light. Just a sec. Could you show me your PP? Passport.
Oh, sorry.
Of course.
This one's actually very real.
Yeah.
And quite frustrating because I've travelled with you.
Oh.
If you go with Tony, she'll make you come early.
What can I say?
Well, I prefer to get there right on time.
But at least when you come with me, it's always at the same time.
Yeah.
We always come together.
It's nice to come together.
Yeah.
It's a nice time.
Yeah. I always lock this, not so that people can't take anything out, but so that they can't put anything in. You know, when you wrap it in plastic at the front of the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important. Protect it.
Don't be a fool, wrap it all. I still just don't understand how something so big and so heavy can lift so easily.
Your penis.
But seriously, are you ever on a plane just being like, how the fuck are we in the sky?
Yes.
It's a hunk of metal.
They don't really know how it works, right?
No, no one does.
Like, mystery.
Yeah.
Air crash investigation.
Yep.
Ooh, I hope we're stopping for fuel before we get going again. I need one of those $19 croissants.
If you paid in advance, they'd have the food ready for you. Boop. Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a 5-minute delay. Charisse is clearing the cabin before you enter.
Oh, what's in there?
Like cleaning the cabin.
Oh, clearing the cabin. I've never had to do that before.
I need to be honest with you. I do have a concealed weapon.
Are you traveling with any dangerous goods? Oh, no, there must be something wrong with my booking. I said PJ. To be honest, even if they thought that, there'd still be something wrong with the booking because I obviously can't get a private jet.
Sorry, sir, that package is too heavy. We can't handle it at the top. So we'll have to shove it in behind.
Oh. Oh. Is there any way that maybe they could it could ride up front in the cockpit?
I can ask.
You have to ask first.
Yeah, it's polite.
You can't just put it in people's cockpit. Oh, I'm such a starfish, and it's lucky because this is all duty free.
Do I need a visa to enter?
We prefer MasterCard. So when I was a kid, I literally thought...
It took me so long to figure that out. It took me a decade to figure that
literally,
out.
Literally, I was like, so you have to travel with
a visa.
Credit card?
Yeah.
Why can't you take MasterCard? And do you know the other thing that I always thought as well? I was like, why does it cost more to fly home? Because you know how it would be like one way or return?
Yeah.
And return would always be more expensive, but return is like both flights.
Oh, but you thought the return
so
flight.
So I thought it was like getting there is $1,000, but return is two. And I was like, oh my God.
What a ripoff.
That's awful. Yeah, but it's that return flight is both.
Fucking hell. Once we didn't have visas to go to Bali, because if you're there for less than 3 weeks or whatever, you don't need one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember the line is really long because if you got a visa, you just walk through.
Yeah.
And we're in this long line and I was like, Mom, you've got a visa.
Yeah. Flash your card, Mom.
Yeah.
Flash the plastic, man.
Get it out there. Oh, no. It's a bunch of lads on a footy trip.
Their balls are everywhere.
Yeah, they're loud.
It's stinky.
Yeah, one in all in attitude.
Oh, they're ordering beers while we're going. Yeah, I'll grab a Pilsner. Yeah. Get another one for my buddy as well. Did you want anything? Hello there, my name's Tony and I'll be servicing you through this flight.
And I look forward to that immensely. I did pay extra to be getting serviced by you.
Do you have a frequent flyer or are you interested in joining the Mile High Club?
Frequent flyer, I barely know. Have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
No. No fucking
way. It's not practical.
It's not. Have you?
No.
Oh, well, you fingered that girl on the plane.
Oh, I shouldn't have fucking mentioned. Did you see all the comments about it?
Yeah, I did. But because when you fingered that girl on the plane, do you think that that is included in the Mile High Club or no?
Well, I didn't, but even if I did.
You did finger that girl on the plane, though.
No, but I still
we know
think
that
counts.
You did.
Oh, we did.
So let's just assume that you did.
Are we going to have to get her on the show to confirm? That'd be an awkward conversation. How have you been for the last 15 years? Quick question.
Please confirm that I did not finger you. And she's like, yeah, you did. Ha, ha, ha. Have you ever been had sex on a plane?
No. I just can't.
Are you lying?
No. Like, just the practicalities.
Yeah. I would love to because it just sounds like
I'd love to say
fun.
I did. Yeah.
But no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Is that a groundhog made out of Lego?
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say, hang on a second. Yes, I have had sex on a plane. Sorry. Because you're like, hang on.
Oh, sorry, I'm so good at acting. I've really sold it in and ruined one of the great moments of podcast history.
I'm so sorry. Oh, I do love the air.
There's a long line of people to board her.
Well, when you want to board this bird, I mean. Oh. Any chance of an upgrade?
I've had that before.
It's small. You know when you just want to upgrade to something bigger?
Yeah, a bit more space.
Yeah.
A bit more to sit on.
Yeah. Better food.
I always enjoy a drink in the lounge before the ride.
It's nice to break the ice. And booze is free.
Yeah.
Do we still have to get tested before we board?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Better safe than sorry.
You're right. It is. Yeah. Don't want to catch anything.
Once you get up, it's fine. It's all the messing around beforehand that's really tedious.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be a bumpy ride.
Turbulence! Turbulence!
Ooh, should have worn a sports bra.
If you pay a bit extra, you can sit up the front and have a champagne before we pop off.
I like to sit up the front. Sounds lovely. My mum always used to get really dressed up before she got up. So now I like to do the same.
Yeah, like mother, like daughter.
Yeah. Get dressed up before we come to the airport.
Yep.
Fuck, you brought all that for one night? You don't think you're staying, do you? Are you fucking serious? I can't come with batteries. I'm late.
Oh, shit. Before you come in, you're going to need to take your belt off.
Hey, it's Lily from Gold Coast, Australia, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive thank you to a few of our Jumpy On Duppers over at our Patreon. Yep. Ebony Jordan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ebony.
Annika Panica.
Annika Panica.
Yeah. I don't know if that is Annika's passport name. Her
Hang on, is that
name.
The same Ebony that was trolling me in the group?
I don't know. Ebony Jordan.
Because I've started getting a bit more when I do a post about the in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And so I posted like a real sexy airport shot.
Oh.
And I said, don't ask where I found this photo.
Right.
And then Ebony says, oh, Ryan, where'd you find that photo?
Yeah.
I was quite fucking specific, Ebony, about what not to ask about.
All right. Well, sorry if that is you, Ebony. That Ryan's just cussed you out.
What was Ebony's last name?
Jordan. Different Ebony. Apologise to Ebony.
You keep
Jordan.
Going and I'll find out.
Annika Panica, thank you so much. Minyok Lee, Ken Miller, Shannon Dollard, thank you so much. Charlie Peace, Alexandra Brain, Jules, Daniel, Tony Wojcik, and Sean Marie Turner. Thank you so much for being part of the Patreon.
My mum's calling. Should we talk to her on the show? Hey, mum, you're on the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Is there something we can help you with right now? Tony's here, by the way.
Hi, Mandy.
Oh, hi, Tony. BJ's missing. McKenny's missing BJ.
Okay.
How is Kenny going, Mandy? You loving having the pup around?
Most of the time he's been. Yeah, it's been interesting having the Kelpie and the puppy.
I bet.
So now that BJ is back with Bridget and I, and thanks for looking after him, by the way, would you say that Kenny's more relaxed or is he sad? How about you? Are you more relaxed or are you more sad? Where are you at?
No, I loved having BJ. Don't get me wrong there. It was just I had to be on guard a lot more than I was just relaxed.
She was dual dogging.
Yeah, you were double parked, Mandy, on the dog front.
I was in the middle entertaining both, making sure he wasn't annoying him too much. And they got to look, they started playing together. They were really good by the end.
Bless.
They were playing
by the way,
very happily.
Everyone, it was a different Ebony. It was Ebony Jackson.
Okay.
So, Mum, can you just say Ebony Jackson, no?
Ebony Jackson, no.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, we'll chat soon, Mum. Love you.
See ya. Bye.
Bye, Mandy.
So Mum took care of the dogs while we were
anything
away.
Else that you wanted to, any other personal business that you wanted to cover off with your mum or with me or?
Well, actually, I do have something, but it's not for me. It's for you.
Oh. I'm sweaty.
I've got you a significant opportunity.
Okay.
And something that you will remember forever and we'll all enjoy.
Fuck. Okay. Oh, my God. I'm actually, like, starting to get really sweaty and, like, you know when you feel a bit nervous and you need to do, like, a nervous wee?
That's my constant state. You know this.
Yeah, sorry. Forgive me. Of course you know what that's like.
Oh, sorry. You can hear me typing in the number.
Sorry. I'm so fucking nervous. I'm actually, like, feeling puffed. I haven't walked up any stairs. I'm just literally puffed.
All right. Here we go. Now, I think you know this person, but let's... Oh.
Hello.
Hello, is that Tafa Josh?
It is. Is this Ryan?
It is Ryan, and I'm here with Tony.
Hi, Tafa Josh.
Now, Tony, you know Josh
yeah.
because Josh sent us a message the other day because Josh works for Architectural Digest in the video team.
Oh, my God. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, my God. So
let me read the message
okay.
that Josh sent us. Because we love the open door videos. We've talked about them all the time.
Oh, my God.
We froth Emma Chamberlain. We froth Hilary Duff. All those videos.
Travis Barker.
Josh messages us to say, I'd like to say I'm so happy that you enjoy the open door series. I'm one of the producers on the video team at Architectural Digest.
Yep.
It truly brings me joy to know that incredible people like you like my work.
Oh.
I've been a TARPA since day one, and I cannot thank you enough for the smiles and laughs you brought back into my life.
So when I read that, TARPA Josh, I thought, well, the feeling is absolutely mutual because Ryan, so AD Open Door, if
yeah.
you've never watched it, it's on YouTube. You can watch it for free. Like it's, you know, it's not gatekeeping. It's
yeah.
amazing. And
yeah.
you get to go into celebrities' houses and stuff. It's fucking sick.
So Josh, do you know just how awesome it is or is it just like work for you?
Oh, I mean, yes. Like sometimes it's work, but a lot of the time it's still like, I can't believe that I get to do this. And like, I'm just one of the lucky ones that knows that my job is so much fun. It's not really work.
Yeah. And so we're, or me especially, obsessed with Hilary Duff. Can you please, and I'm nervous to ask, was she lovely?
Oh, Hilary was incredible.
Yes.
It took me so much not to make like any reference to any of her songs from like, you know, way back when.
So is that part of it? You got to just like be cool? You know,
totally.
Just play it cool. Is that part of the job?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
As well, because you're in their house, you kind of have to play it cool
yeah.
because otherwise they're going to be like, get the fuck out of my home.
Yeah.
Like, you're in my space right
sure.
now, you know? But I will say that Tafa Josh did give me an inside, some inside goss that Hilary Duff's chickens were lovely in real life as well.
Oh, that's great to know.
Yeah.
That's great to know. So I want to know, Tafa Josh, how many, because when you watch these videos, it's as if there's one cameraman and just Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
But like, how many people are actually there?
Great question.
Oh, we try to keep a pretty small footprint. So it's actually two cameras. And then me, our director, and a PA audio. So just roughly about like six to eight people, really.
And does it take like hours and hours
yeah.
to get footage and then you cut it up? Or is it as simple and, you know, flowing as what we see?
Oh, yeah. It's a whole day.
That'd be a long
day.
So,
like, the interview with the celeb is about an hour. And then after that, it's all B-roll, you know, like
yeah.
going in and, like, making sure that we get all the details, especially of things that we talk about. Like, you know, sometimes they... Actually, we just talked about this in a meeting a couple days ago. It'd be really funny to make a cut that every celebrity saying, and this is where the magic happens.
Oh,
like,
of course.
Almost yeah.
100% of the time, someone will say, and this is where the magic happens. So, but yeah, the B-roll does take quite a while. So we're there roughly about 7 to 8 hours.
So I know that the brand of Architectural Digest is not the same brand as This Is Where the Magic Happens. So obviously it doesn't quite fit. However, I can guarantee that if you released a mega cut of all these celebrities hilarious. Saying that, that would be the most viral video yep. ever to happen on the internet. Are you guys aware of this?
Yeah, I've been trying to think of a way to like bring us onto, well, so Condé as a whole, we're trying to get back into the social media game, right? So I think a lot of our brands just started our TikTok channel. So if you guys are listening, please follow us. but I shameless plug. But yeah, I think honestly that would be incredible. I think that would be a really fun one for either our TikTok or Instagram. Just
I've
like multiple cuts
times.
Of people saying
I've watched
the same
that so
thing.
Much. I actually saw.
I've literally watched Travis Barker's Open Door probably 5 times, and right. it goes for like 40 right, minutes. Right.
Yeah. I watched the other day Rita Ora, and her house is incredible. But when they're in the bedroom, yeah. like, and this is the bed, and all I do is sleep, and just like winks at the camera.
Nice.
And I think every man in the world just, or person in the world just melted as soon as she went and went, oh my God, Rita yeah. Ora, you're amazing. So anyway, Tapa Josh, this is all lovely to hear about. However.
Oh my God, this is amazing. I will never forget. You were right. I'll never forget.
No,
this
isn't it.
What?
So this is a business call because Josh and I have been, well, not really me. I'm just the middleman, but Josh, can you give the plans of what's next for Architectural Digest's Open Door?
Yeah, so, well, not only, I don't just do Open Door, I do a lot of other videos for yep. Architectural Digest, mm-hmm. but our next project actually is Courtyards of the World. And I know that Tony has one of the best courtyards in Melbourne, so I'd really love to have you on.
Fuck off.
Because everyone worldwide apparently knows that you do have one of the biggest courtyards in the world.
Yeah.
And so what was the name of the series again, Josh?
Yeah, so we're featuring best courtyards of Melbourne. Like, and you're just on the top of my list. If I don't get you, I'm going to be pretty upset, actually. And I think our editor would also just be a little bit upset that I wasn't able to bag such a talent.
I have no words.
It's Tony.
I'm in.
You're in?
Yes. Oh, my God, 100%. Oh, fuck, I've got to call Gardner. I've got to get someone around. I've got to get one of those big bowls of limes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, the limes. The limes.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Are you fucking serious? Don't fuck with my emotions, Tapa Josh, and also Ryan. Is this real?
Hey, what just happened?
Is this real?
Why did you just change tune?
Because I don't want to get excited about this and it not be real.
On behalf of Type at Josh and I, how fucking dare you accuse us of fucking with you?
Is this real?
Are you trying to tell me that you don't believe that Architectural Digest is doing a series because they're sick of celebrities in the US and they're now going to concentrate on Melbourne courtyards?
Okay, yeah, it's definitely a lie. Oh.
What?
Is it a lie? Because you're right, that doesn't sound right. Tapa Josh, can you be honest with me? Is this actually happening?
All right. I don't have the heart for it. Like, I'm so sorry, Ryan. It was a really good effort. But no, this is not happening. We just wanted to say how lovely and talented you are and that I want you on my channel.
I honestly thought as soon as Josh said that, you would have smelt a rat instantly. Now I feel terrible.
Oh, my God.
I thought you would have laughed
Maybe
and
I
gone.
Should have-
You guys are idiots.
You guys are
Maybe I should have thrown in that, like, I wanted to meet John the cat. Like,
guys, I really
thought. Oh, shit. This is not- Tony
oh,
is-
no.
Oh, God, this is. Okay.
We don't do pranks.
It's not a prank. I don't-
it's a prank.
Josh said, is it like a prank? And I was like, nah, Tony will know straight away that we're taking the piss. And he goes, oh, okay. And you thought Architectural
Digest.
Oh, no,
Digest. Tony.
There's nothing in your courtyard.
I'm so sorry.
It's a big courtyard, but there's nothing in it. Hey, you guys, here's the courtyard, here's the wall, and here's the door that goes back into that. What did you think? Oh. I feel terrible.
Hey, I mean, like, Our TikTok is pretty small, so to be honest, like, I could pitch it and I'll let you know.
Yeah, like, we're probably, our TikTok's probably bigger than theirs.
Get fucked, both of them.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm really upset by that. I thought that I was going to be on AD Open Door. Open Back Door, obviously, for mine.
But. Well, everyone knows your nickname.
Oh.
I feel bad for Tapa, Josh.
No.
I've roped him into this.
I feel bad for me.
No, I feel bad for Tony. I'm sorry. Like, I'm used to telling people no, so. But.
Righto.
You actually, jokes aside, Josh, how many...
Like
celebs,
C-grade celebs.
Do you have to turn away and go, we're obviously not coming to your shit fucking house?
Yeah, there's a couple people that we definitely, they're interested, but we, let's just say it doesn't fit our aesthetic.
Right.
Right, that's a very nice way of saying it, actually.
Well, yeah. I'm glad to be added to that list of rejects.
Oh, but you can imagine, it's great PR for the people because they come off great in the house.
Oh, yeah, and the house looks awesome and... Okay,
Tony. So, I would like to apologize to Tony Lodge and to Tapa Josh
because we don't do pranks. I was like, this is real.
Well, I just assumed it wasn't. The second he said that, you'd go, "Ha ha, you guys are idiots." Thanks for joining us.
Did your heart break when I was excited?
Yeah, I was like, "Fuck," because Josh was like, "I could really ham it." I was like, "No, just be cool. She'll figure it out."
Oh my god. Okay. Well, just kidding. I didn't think that you guys were coming to my house. So, cool, Josh. Go fuck yourself.
Josh, thanks for being a Tapa though. And
no, you know what? I'll just put it up to the fact that I'm such a good actor that I like made it so real that it was that believable.
Yep, yeah, I'll pay that.
Maybe I'm just so desperate.
I'm sorry. I'm so great.
Regardless.
I suspect it's not true, but I just want it to be true, so I'll believe it.
Yep.
Josh, thanks for joining us on the Tony and Ryan show.
Really,
and keep doing God's work because we actually love what you do.
Oh, come on. I could say the same for you guys. No, thank you so much for having me on. This is a pleasure.
Oh, well, love you, Josh. Hopefully we see you one day in the very distant future when I'm a real celebrity and you want to come to my house.
Oh, I don't know. Would you have time to have a chicken parm with me? My gosh.
Yeah, I'll have a chicken parm with you, but it's on you because you broke my heart today. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, thanks, Josh. Like, all jokes aside, though, I'm a bit embarrassed. I thought that, you know.
Well, you can't win them all, can you?
Well, I've won nothing because
Well, you have won something. You got to speak to the guy that makes it.
But
AD.
I had, no offence to Josh, he's a great guy, but I'd spoken to him, like, via message.
Yeah, because he's in the Patreon.
So I had spoken to him before. But, you know, like, maybe one day I'll be up there. I'll be famous enough that they are interested.
I've got a You Love to See It. And I didn't actually see that playing out that way. So I'm sorry to get your hopes up. But sort of funny though. I have just sent you a picture on your phone of Tyler, who is a Tapa.
Hi, Tyler. Oh my God, that beautiful hair.
It's fascinating that you say that. Beautiful lady, beautiful curly hair.
Mm-hmm. Why am I looking at Tapa Tyler?
So... Tyler has sent in a message.
Mm-hmm.
She listens to the podcast. Sorry if this is a bit triggering, Tony. Tyler, her mum was diagnosed with cancer in June.
Oh, Tyler, I'm so sorry. No, I'm not sorry. That sucks.
It fucking sucks. So Tyler decided to chop that beautiful hair off. Show of solidarity.
Yeah.
But she also raised money for the local cancer charity in her area and the oncology unit at the hospital.
Wow.
She raised 7,000 euros or 7,000 pounds, equivalent to $12,500 Australian. And if the money's not enough, Tyler says, all of my hair was donated to a charity that makes wigs for children who have lost their hair through conditions like alopecia or cancer treatment. So that beautiful hair... has been donated, and I wish I was the type of person. You know, some people can just like pull off a bald head.
Yeah.
Can I send you a picture? And I don't want this to be in a creepy way, but check out what Tyler looks like now. I just send you that text.
Oh my God. So stunning.
Stunning.
Stunning before, stunning now. Isn't it amazing how when someone like has their hair pulled back or shaved their head or whatever, the way that you like look at their features totally changes?
Yep.
Like, oh my God, so gorgeous. Oh, Tyler, well done.
You love to see that.
When my mum lost her hair to chemo before she passed away, she had really thick hair like me and she shaved all her hair. And I was like, Mum, I'll shave my head, like, in solidarity.
Yep.
She was like, oh, God, Tony, no, we'll both look terrible. She's like, I'd rather have something nice to look at. I really don't want to fucking look at you bald.
Yeah, if I'm laying here on my deathbed, the last thing I want to see.
She's like, I look shocking. You don't need to look shocking as well.
Oh, fuck, you got cancer as well? No.
No, my mum does. Oh, and now I look shit out.
Why are you bald and pale and look fucked?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's just me. Yeah, I'm pasty.
Just in solidarity.
Yeah.
Did you raise any money? Nah.
Nah, I just did this in my bathroom, didn't raise any money. Yeah. Tyler, that's amazing.
It is amazing.
That's so lovely. Done. I hope that your mum goes into remission very soon. Yep. That's amazing. Well, Ma, you'll love to see it. it's so stupid in comparison. I saw this tweet, and unfortunately I don't have the handle of someone just like posted the screenshot, so I can't credit the owner. But the tweet is, my friend is staying in a hotel in Belgium, and they offered her the option of renting a fish for the night in case she's lonely.
Lovely.
So I'm just showing you here.
My friend is staying in a hotel in Belgium. They offer the option of renting a fish. What a great idea.
So there's a photo of like a goldfish in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
And it says, there's like a little picture of Nemo, like from Finding Nemo on the thing. And it says, alone in your room and want some company? Rent a fish. €3.50 a night. And there's like a QR code to like obviously scan it and like take your money.
And they bring a fish up.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet. Would you do that?
100%. I just like chatting. So like I would enjoy.
Fish. Could you imagine the conversations that that fish has had to endure? Well, oh, they would have forgotten about it.
Imagine, you know what I thought? Luckily, they've got only that 3-second memory because they would have seen some shit.
They would have seen some shit.
Like, crazy sex happens in hotels. What if the little fishy's watching?
Well, they obviously would be. But also, when you're alone, because it's for lonely people, but when you're alone in a fancy hotel room.
What's the first thing you're doing? Ordering 6 burgers and a pizza. That fish would have seen me eat, like, some crazy room service and then think, oh, no, probably not tonight. And gone to sleep.
Did this chick come to town for a reason? Because she kind of just got to the hotel room, ate 6 burgers and went to bed. Is she here on business? Was she supposed to go to an event? Is there a wedding?
She came to town and went to town. On the food.
On the food.
Not on herself.
Thanks so much for...
So this is quite a traumatizing episode for me, so I'm going to go home
so bad.
Try and regroup.
I hope everyone... I just thought straight away you'd just laugh and say, oh, you guys are idiots.
I'm in travel mode still. I'm holiday Tony. And you know that makes me carefree. So I was like, fuck yeah.
I don't think that's I don't know if that's related. You can be carefree and still like,
oh, I don't have my wits about me at the moment.
Embedded in reality.
All right. Well, fucking love ya. Not you.
Could you imagine
everyone listening?
If AD's like, okay, after the celebrity open door, let's do, like, world's biggest courtyards. Let's start in Melbourne. It's actually not a bad idea.
That's why I was like, this could be real.
Yeah, maybe I should have made the idea stupider.
Yeah. If you said they wanted to do an open door at my house, I'd be like, obviously not. Like, my house is like...
Okay, Tarpers, put in the episode thread. Did you know we were joking straight away? Or
not
did you...
Everyone definitely will know. I was the one that was just like sold on this dream. Everyone's going to know. They're going to know. Everybody's going to know.
Meow.
Love you. Sorry. Not you.
Oh, sorry.
Love everybody else.
But do you love Josh?
Ask me tomorrow. Love you. Bye.